Fannie Mae says no more Mr. Nice Guy. The cost of walking away from a depreciated home with a whopping mortgage far above the selling price may be rising. Lenders try to cut losses by punishing people who just say never mind to their mortgage. If you walk away from one house, you may not get another chance to walk into another.
I'll light the fire while you place the flowers in the vase that you bought. Today.
The American dream of owning a home and the nightmare of saying la-di-da to the banks on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. All kinds of financial news this morning for you mortgage holders and just about every other kind of investor. Good morning. It's Friday, June 25th.
And then the top of the news is the overhaul of banking regulations in the House and Senate just finished. They plan to send it to President Obama by July 4th. They are coming out of a marathon session to get that out of a conference. The bill would be the most ambitious change to Wall Street rules since the Great Depression. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the final bill next week.
Joining us now with more is Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. There are all kinds of compromises down to the wire here, Louise, but it looks like, at the very least, banks are going to be allowed to play in the deep waters with their own money. What's that mean?
That's right. The Volcker Rule, which was supposed to keep banks from betting and proprietary trading, was weakened a bit in a win for the banks, and they will be able to invest 3% of the money that goes into hedge funds and private equity firms that they own. So that was a bit of a win for them after this 24-hour marathon session of negotiations in Congress.
I got more sleep than Barney Frank did last night.
That's right.
That strange? But so just to be clear, the Volcker Rule had said no money in these kinds of hedge fund investments. Now it's going to be 3%.
That's right, and it opens the door, because once you get to put a little in, you can get around the rules in different ways. So it opens the door to the banks to keep investing in these sorts of sometimes riskier investments.
All right, Louise Story, stay with us. We're going to talk about the Fannie Mae story, which is also a big story, coming up a little bit later.
For the third time, Senate Republicans blocked a bill to extend long-term jobless benefits.
The only thing Republicans have opposed in this debate are job-killing taxes and adding to the national debt.
That's Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He says the bill would add more than $30 billion to the country's debt. But Senate Majority Whip Dick Durbin says Republicans are turning their backs on the jobless.
We are asking only to extend them an unemployment check so they can feed their families, literally feed their families, for the next few months. And the Republicans continue to filibuster and continue to say no.
The measure needed three more votes to move forward. Congress has passed tough new sanctions against Tehran's nuclear ambitions. The extra sanctions take aim at Iran's energy and banking sector and penalize foreign companies that do business with Iran.
Jamaican gang leader Christopher Dudas Koch has arrived in New York to face drug and weapons charges. He's expected to appear in a Manhattan federal court today. President Obama joins a host of world leaders today at the G20 summit in Toronto. The main topic at this weekend summit, besides the financial overhaul bill that he will be probably taking with him to read along the way, will be the sustaining global economic recovery. That's on the sort of agenda there at the G20 summit in Toronto. Asian markets are down. Taking a look at what's going to be happening this weekend, European indices are down. Futures are down this morning, although that could turn around with the congressional result. The Dow gets underway at 10,152. The S&P opens at 1,073, and the Nasdaq opens at 2217. One of the key pillars of NATO counterinsurgency in Afghanistan is winning hearts and minds. Coming up, we'll hear about how that happens in real life on the ground.
But more about Fannie Mae, the mortgage giant that has a new policy that's very tough on homeowners who don't follow the rules. If you walk away from your mortgage, you may not get a future loan for 7 years. We'll explain in a minute.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.